It's time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Someone, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Wiki Corner today brought to you by Nibleck Foods and the Genesee Valley Regional Market. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, today's International Lego Day.
You're kidding
me. In honor of the Lego brick being patented.
Love Lego.
Yes, I know you do. I don't think I've ever built a Lego.
You've
built
never done
Legos.
A Lego?
I've never played with Legos.
Missed out.
I mean, yeah. I'm impressed by the people that can build those really like intricate.
Well, that's what I love about Lego
designs.
Is it's for every level. It's for like just kids who just put a couple of blocks together to people who design monstrous.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Buildings.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So Lego began in 1932 in the carpentry workshop of Ole Kirk Christensen, a Danish furniture maker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When the Great Depression hit, he had fewer customers and had to focus on smaller customers. He began producing miniature versions of his products, and it was the miniature models that he made of things like stepladders and ironing boards that inspired him to begin making toys.
Hmm.
So he pivoted from furniture
to toys.
In 1934, his company came to be called Lego, derived from the Danish phrase meaning play well.
Oh, play well.
Yeah.
Is that what it means?
The Lego Group's motto, only the best is good enough, was created in 1936. Christensen created the motto, still used today, to encourage his employees never to skimp on quality, a value he believed in strongly.
Mm.
Following the Second World War, plastics became available in Denmark, and Lego purchased a plastic injection molding machine in 1947. In 1949, the business began producing, among other new products, an early version of the now familiar interlocking bricks, calling them automatic binding bricks.
Oh.
These bricks were based on the Kittycraft self-locking brick, so a different company's similar product, invented in 1939 and patented in the UK in 1940. By 1951, plastic toys accounted for half of Lego's output.
Mm. All right.
In 1958, Lego perfected the brick with tubes on the bottom to help tighten the connection.
Ah.
So Lego pieces of all varieties constitute a universal system. Despite variations in the design and the purposes of individual pieces over the years, each remains compatible in some way with existing pieces. So Lego bricks from 1958 still interlock with those made today.
Pretty cool.
And Lego sets for young children are compatible with those made for teenagers and adults and all ages.
Yeah.
Six bricks of 2x4 studs can be combined in more than 915 million ways.
Jeez, really?
It's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah. The Lego Group estimates that in 5 decades, it has produced 400 billion Lego blocks.
Wow.
Annual production averages approximately 36 billion blocks, or about 1,140 elements per second.
Jeez.
According to an article in Business Week, Lego could be considered the world's number one tire manufacturer.
Really?
Because the factory produces about 306 million small rubber tires every year.
Outperforming Michelin.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Man.
In December of 2012, the BBC's More or Less radio program asked the Open University's engineering department to determine how many Lego bricks stacked one on top of the other it would take for the weight to destroy the bottom brick. Because they're pretty solid. I mean, you stepped on one, right? And you don't crush it.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Do you ever? No,
yeah.
It kills you.
Right.
It fights back. It bites you.
So according to their calculations, it would take a stack of 375,000 bricks to cause the bottom brick to collapse.
Wow.
Which represents a stack of over 11,000 feet in height.
So that's
how long.
Happen.
Yeah.
That's something you figure out on paper, not actually in practicality.
Right.
So you've never had the joy of stepping on a Lego brick in the night then, have you? In the dark.
No, I haven't.
I got to bring one in.
You
got to feel what this is like.
Oh,
my gosh.
Appreciate that.
There's so many sharp edges on one of those blocks
that
just pierce the bottom of your foot.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
While Lego has generally been considered a children's toy, there have also been adult fans of the toys.
Oh, yeah.
In 2020, Lego introduced sets aged at 18 plus, generally some of their more expensive and difficult to assemble sets based on real world and fictional objects. Now, the timing of these sets was pretty good because it was COVID.
Perfect.
Right when they introduced those
Perfect.
Sets. And so many adults purchased them to work on during lockdown,
right?
By 2024, nearly 15% of the sets released in the U.S. were aimed at adult builders. That's a pretty good chunk of their sets.
It's great. And they have all these themes that go off, like partnering with Disney and different,
Was it just last week you were talking about the flowers?
Yeah.
For Valentine's Day?
For Valentine's Day, they actually have a set, a line of Lego where you can build different flowers. And of course, they're nice because they last forever. Yeah. And so they were kind of giving the angle of giving those kind of flowers for Valentine's
Day.
Right. I'm not sure it goes over quite as well, but.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it depends on the person.
Yeah.
In 2022, Lego introduced its Eiffel Tower. This set consists of 10,000 parts.
Wow.
And reaches a height of 60 inches, which makes it the tallest set in tower, but second in number of parts. The most is the Lego Art World Map, which has 11,695 pieces.
So it's a map, not a globe.
It's a map, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The largest Lego model ever built is a life-sized Star Wars X-Wing fighter that weighs 23 tons and is made of over 5.3 million bricks.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in 1998, Lego bricks were one of the original inductees into the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Right here in town.
That's right.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with Lego, did you, Sarah?
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to play Brick House by the Commodores.
We'll do it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world, the Commodores and Brick House there. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Legos.
Yes.
Because it's International Lego Day.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And you've never done a Lego.
I've never done a Lego.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
All right. Lego comes from the Danish phrase meaning play well.
Lego produces approximately 36 billion bricks per year.
And the largest Lego set is a world map which has 11,695 pieces.
Good golly. And I will say, I mentioned that I think you would like it because you like jigsaw puzzles.
Yeah.
One thing that's very much similar to a jigsaw puzzle, if you get to the end of a project and you're missing a brick, you are just pulling your hair out.
Yeah.
But, anyway, the Lego stores at the mall, those always seem to be packed.
I know. I was going to say, I mean, I don't know the last time I was at the mall, but when I've been there in the past and walked past the Lego store, it always is got tons of people in there.
Yeah. It's really is cool. It's for all levels, all ages. It teaches you to follow directions, and it also can teach you to be creative. Mm-hmm. You just take those bricks and build whatever you want out of them.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I still have my Legos over my parents' house from when I was a kid.
Nice.
My kids are never into Lego nearly as much as I was.
Really?
And it was a little disappointing, I'll be honest.
I have nieces and nephews that are super into it.
Yeah.
And they have the what do they call it? Lego Friends or something like that for like girls.
Yeah.
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 It's very cute.
It is. Yeah. All right. Folks want to learn more about Lego, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all up there. Plus, we do this Facebook Live every day on our Facebook page at 4:10. Then we archive the video and audio up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner for the entire library there. Sarah, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Back again tomorrow for a fresh episode at 4:10.
Absolutely.
In the meantime, go get some Lego. You'll love it. I promise you. I'm going to find you a set. I'm going to get it for you. You can build it. And I think you'll fall in love with it like you do jigsaw puzzles.
Oh, okay.
All right.
We'll see.
We got to Jackson's on the way. We've got some Kiss coming up as well. Legends 102.7, traffic and weather next.